my name is Michael Arvisu, and I'm currently a student at California State University Northridge in Northridge, California.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this challenge. When did it start? Why did it start? How did you develop this idea?
Well, the challenge actually started a little bit spontaneously. I realized one morning that I had listened to my own public radio station, KCRW, here in Santa Monica. But I also wanted to kind of expand sort of my knowledge of other local stories that may be taking place outside of my own backyard. So that's when I started investigating exactly what the NPR stations are around the country, because I know there are numerous stations all around the country. So I just went state by state, starting with the A's and moving down, started with Alabama, then went on to Alaska, then Arizona. So I just kind of went one by one, kind of checked out kind of what was going on in sort of in their neck of the woods.
So, I mean, obviously a lot of public radio stations carry a lot of the same shows, but that's not why you're tuning in, because you could probably get that on your home station. So what specifically were you trying to target? Is there a certain time, certain kind of shows, things like that?
Well, of course, right. Many of the stations carry Morning Edition and All Things Considered and PRI and whatnot. But right, as you said, I can get that here. What I was more looking for is some of the local news broadcasts that many of the stations run in between segments. So I wasn't really looking for any specific story. I was just trying to find out, okay, what are the issues that are taking place, let's say, in Jacksonville or in Anchorage or, you know, in Kodiak, Alaska, or in Tucson, Arizona. So by listening to each of these stations, I was able to kind of get a feel for the local stories that were taking place there.
Now, you said you're a student. Are you in broadcast, or do you just have an interest in radio and NPR specifically?
I am actually majoring in journalism here at Cal State Northridge, with an emphasis in broadcasting. So using that as, I guess you could say, as an inspiration to kind of maybe further my education as far as what other stations have to offer, and kind of get a little bit more in tune into what's going on. Now, as far as my education, of course, I don't know if someday this might be a paper of some kind or something that I might submit as a thesis or something, but it is a possibility. So I am kind of exploring those options.
I got notice of you through Twitter and your hashtag.
Yeah.
And at the time you were working your way through California, which there are a lot of stations in California.
Yes. Yeah.
And just wanted to know, now that you are into the seas, what have you heard so far that you liked, maybe what you didn't like, or you thought there was room for improvement?
Well, for the record, I've only listened to two stations, KRZA 88.7 in Alamosa and your station, KHAX 91.5 in Aspen. So I haven't really gotten too far into the seas yet. One thing that I have noticed in one limitation, actually, in listening to the stations, I usually try to listen once a day as long as possible, because my job offers me the opportunity to work and also listen to my computer at the same time, so I can work and listen to the station. One limitation that I did find was that some of the stations are so rich in programming that, to me, just that one day does not do it justice. So, if you could, to answer your question about limitations, yeah, I mean, I wish I could spend more time listening to the programming more, give myself maybe an extra day as opposed to just one day.
What have you heard as you've listened to? How many stations have you listened to so far?
For Colorado or
just
in all?
Yeah, in all.
Well, let's see. I'll be honest, I really don't keep count, but what I've actually noticed is that some stations are actually repeaters of other stations, so actually I will skip one particular frequency because it's the same frequency of the original station. So if I were to guess, let's see, Alabama 357, I mean, it would take me a while to count. I don't know, I would say maybe rough estimate, maybe 40, 50 stations more or less, maybe a little bit more.
Okay. And I was just wondering, and I think this you may have answered it with the other one, is, you know, what have you heard when you listen to these various places so far that you like, what you didn't like? What do you find interesting about all these various places that you've heard?
Yeah, well, one, the state of Alaska, actually, has a lot of Native American programming, which is something, of course, that you rarely get in this corner of the world. So stations like in Anchorage, or stations in Bethel, or stations in Juneau, Homer, Alaska, Sandpoint, I'm just kind of going up and down. Most, if not all, of these have some local Native American programming. So I was able to get in tune to what was going on as far as Native American issues, things that concern Native Americans, as well as even Native American music, which I actually found really, really fun to listen to, something that I really don't get to see or hear, rather. Even in Arizona, a couple of stations in Grand Canyon, Page, a couple of stations in Phoenix, Yuma. They also had some local Native American programming. And they also feature local music programming as well, that I also found very valuable. So it's not, at the end of the day, it's also not so much the news, of course, but also the music that I was able to listen to. That was also valuable for me, kind of getting out of my own little sphere of my own musical taste and exploring other things.
So you're about 60-something days in, according to my last check on you on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And was just wondering, how long do you think it will take you to go through the entire system of public radio stations?
I did a rough calculation. I'm thinking maybe another year or two, if I listen to the stations pretty much every day. I usually don't listen on the weekends, so each subsequent day counts. It equates with one listening day. So if today was 67, tomorrow Thursday will be 68, and then if I don't listen on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday, then Monday would be 69. So one day equates to one day of full listening. So I'm thinking maybe about a year, another 2 years, give or take, a few weeks.
When you've had the conversation with friends or family who know that you've undertaken this, what do they ask you about, or what do they think about it?
I've told a couple of my classmates, actually, and one of my classmates was actually interested in, she asked me, well, why are you doing this? And I kind of gave her the same answer I gave you, just to kind of expand, again, my knowledge expand my knowledge of local issues that are taking place in other parts of the country. And she found it interesting, of course, that project.
Do you have any advice for the folks who are in public radio in terms of how they do their job and what you appreciate or maybe not appreciate when you're listening to some of the stations?
Sure.
You don't have to call anyone out by name.
Sure. I've heard from time to time I've heard that public radio gets a lot of flack because people think that they're sponsored by the government and they're a government institution, and they're right. I mean, they get money from Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they get certain funds, but public radio in of itself is a service for the public. My suggestion would just be try to be as objective as possible. Don't try to inject your own commentary into stories. Try to be as objective. Try to get both sides as best as possible. And from some of the stories that I've heard, not just so much on NPR itself, but other stories around the dial, I see that is happening to some extent. I mean, I know that there are obviously more public radio station programs that I have not as of yet listened to. But public radio tends to be a service for the public, and so I would just suggest that they continue doing that.
And now that you've listened to all these stations, you know you have to become members of all of them.
Right. Sure. Maybe if I win the lottery someday, right? Give a little here, give a little there. You know, I have considered that. I mean, as a poor college student, you know, you can only stretch your money so wide. But if as far as support, my support comes in just putting this out on Twitter, perhaps one day maybe even submitting a thesis about this, just letting people know that, hey, you know, these stations are out there. I invite you to listen to them, and if you can give. Well, actually, it's funny that in my course here in listening to these stations, they've actually been at one point or another have actually I've tuned in while they were having their pledge drives, and I felt bad because I wasn't able to give. I didn't have the money at the time, but if other people get turned on to my challenge and get to know about it and learn about it, I would suggest that they do the same, kind of listen around, and if they feel compelled to give, then by all means go ahead and give. Of course, the biggest thing I would suggest is that they give to their own local station. If they decide to support public radio, they should above all just consider donating to their own local public station.
Is there anything you'd like to add that maybe I forgot to ask you about or you found interesting so far in your 60-plus day adventure into this NPR listening challenge?
Yeah, well, you're actually the second station I've interviewed with. It's always a pleasure to see the public radio stations that I'm listening to reach out and find out more. I think that says a lot about just not only the local news programming but also the station in of itself. And so the interest that I've seen from some of them, the public radio stations, it warms my heart. And it's not just for the potential, exposure or adding more followers to my Twitter. It's to let people know that there are these very valuable public radio stations out around the country that you shouldn't just stick to just that one in your local hometown, that you're able to go out and explore what these other stations have to offer. So I hope that through this challenge, people will get more turned on to what they have to offer.
And also, I just wanted to let you know that right now is the best time to give before the end of the year.
Yes. I'm actually listening to your plug, yes.
I'm just playing with you.
No, I was listening to your plug about, it's the end of the year. Yeah, I heard that.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and, continue on with your efforts and look forward to hearing what you think in the future. Maybe when you get this thing finished, please let us know.
Yeah, I definitely will. And let me know when the story comes out, when this your piece comes out here.
Will do. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good
evening.
See you
on air. Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.